Jeff.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I got some for you.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
For those of you who think we in the national media gush too much about Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be a long day for you.
Long 2 weeks.
Earlier on the show, nine-year NBA veteran Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, host of ABC's The Bachelor, Jesse Palmer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air live on the Roku channel, which is free on every Roku device known to man. Also free on select Samsung smart TVs, free on Amazon Fire TV, free on the Roku app, free on the RokuChannel.com, because the Roku channel itself, guess what? It's free. And as soon as we're done, we re-air every single day on channel 210 on the Roku channel over and over and over again until we show up the next day. And we're thrilled to have our relationship with Roku. We're also here on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have us, Sirius XM Odyssey. We say hello to our podcast listeners who are exercising their right to listen to us whenever they want. We say hello to you, and we also say hello to anybody who wants to call us at 844-204-RICH, number to dial on this program. And I say hello to the man to my right, who I could not be more excited to have here. I've known him for quite some time. He is a triple threat in that he is handsome, successful, and Canadian. He is Jesse Palmer. Good to see you over there,
sir. I do love a good poutine.
Good to see you.
Right. Poutine lovers. Rejoice.
Stand up.
Rejoice. The Bachelor. Poutine
refs. Season 27. Airs Monday nights, 8 Eastern on ABC and available to stream on Hulu the next day. Premiered last Monday, this new season. Good to see you. Or 2 Mondays ago. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah, we have known each other a very long time.
We have.
We've flown internationally together.
We have.
We were on a flight together in Rome, remember?
I think it was just after Susie and I got married, and we wound up going to Europe a couple of times after we got married, and we were hanging out.
We had a legendary flight. It was leaving New York.
Yes.
It was you were on there.
Yes.
It was like, I want to say Sal Palantonio was on there. Yep. It was like Shap was on there. Jeremy Shap.
Yeah, because Shap was going.
The great Reed Bergman was on there.
It was like the agent of the stars, Reed Bergman.
It was a who's who.
You were on there, Shap. It was me and Susie. A couple of her friends. It was the worst episode of The White Lotus ever.
ever.
It's like we were piloting The White
Lotus.
We
were foreshadowing season 2 of White Lotus in Sicily.
Finger foods are a
must. That's exactly what we were doing.
Wait, is Sal Pal F. Murray?
F. Murray Abraham would be Sal Pal.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have had like a dad who would have been like hitting on all the girls. It would have been like, it's literally central casting.
Oh my gosh!
It's been a minute.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
When did they first reach out to you to be the Bachelor? How did that happen?
I forget the exact timing of it. The role came open, and then it was like a few months after that. I think the conversation had started.
Yeah,
and that it just sort of happened organically. It was sort of in a time frame from a scheduling standpoint. That sort of worked with some of the other things I was doing.
Like quarterbacking the New York Giants?
You mean when I was the Bachelor?
Yes, the Bachelor.
So the timing worked out for that really great. The show was super new.
That's right.
I was trying to wrap my head around what it was about, but I'm someone that never says no, and I love experiences. The best part of that, the least fun part of that experience, though, was being driven to Newark Airport to fly to start filming.
Yes.
And my agent calls and says, "You got a new head coach on the Giants. You got to call him and tell him what you're doing." I said, "Okay, fine. Who is it?" He goes, "Tom Coughlin just got it."
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dude.
How does that right now?
I'm like, dude. But Jim Fossil was cool with it. I remember being on the practice field with Jim Fossil, and he was like, "How many women are going to be on the show?" Everybody was good. And then I get the phone call on the way to Newark Airport. "You have to call Tom Coughlin."
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay.
So I start sweating.
I'm sweating.
I'm having like palpitations.
Later, I'm sweating.
And I get the phone. I dial in over to the football office. Coach Coughlin answers the phone. And I'm like, "Hi, coach."
This is the first time you've ever
I had talked to him, I think, at my pro day. There was a quick run-in at the University of Florida with the Gators.
Yes.
And I'm like, hey, coach, my name's Jesse Palmer. I'm one of the quarterbacks on the team. And I start trying to get into, like, what? How do you explain The Bachelor to Tom Coughlin? And so, like, I'm spewing verbal diarrhea and just, like, all over myself. And I'm trying to explain it to him. And I'm waiting. There's no answer. He's never interjecting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, there's nothing. And finally, after, like, a weird, awkward pause, will you be back in time for minicamp? Yeah. Yeah, we finished filming in February.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Oh, I'll see you. Go blue, coach. Go blue.
Put the phone down. Shoot the show. Come back. Fast forward months later. Show is airing.
Yes.
We're in the Meadowlands. We're in a stretch line.
Yeah.
Coughlin's walking in the stretch line. He walks by Tiki Barber. And he's like, Tiki, remember, 5 points of pressure. Can't put the ball on the ground. He walks by Jeremy Shockey. He's like, remember now. In line, and you're releasing option route. Work the leverage. And then he walks by me and he goes, Jessica?
No, he did not.
You picked Jessica? So, like, that was essentially my reality. Living through being the Bachelor and playing for the general, Tom Coughlin.
I am literally crying, Jesse. No.
Dude, it was.
So he knew who you chose? Like, what?
We never expected it. You have to understand, too, like, at the time, this is like, what, 2004? So it's Eli's rookie year. It's Tom's first year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, reality TV was new.
Was Kurt there yet?
Yeah, Kurt was there. He had to be a part of it. I mean, it was, and so, like, reality TV was new. Real World had just started. And so,
right.
I'm trying to explain to the guys in the locker room what's going on.
Yeah.
What the show is, the premise. And they're like, wait, so. You're going on a show to find a wife? You live in New York City. And I'm like, you play in the Giants. And I'm like, I know, but it's this show and it's going to be great. And so we'd have these watch parties together with all the guys.
Is that right?
Just get out ahead of it. And like, I think back then the show was like an hour long and they would essentially just laugh at me for about an hour. And then and then you get into the locker room the next day.
Oh my.
And then a dude would come by and he'd be like, my wife and I watched last night.
Yeah.
Hey, this girl, Cindy, you're taking a one-on-one date with. Watch out, dude. She's crazy. Don't do it. And then you get the other guy.
Did you tell him it's been shot already?
I'm like, thanks for something that would have been good to know about 4 months ago when I was shooting it. Information that would have been good to me yesterday. And then there's like the rookie linebacker from Wisconsin who's like, did you pick Cindy? She's still single? Would she ever?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Challenge flag. So essentially, like the experience of being the Bachelor that year. Oh, and if you think back to like the characters we had in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
The 2004 New York Giant locker room is one of the greatest locker rooms of all time. We weren't a very good football team,
mm-hmm.
but our locker room is like in the Hall of Fame in terms of the personalities in the room. We had so much fun with it. And ironically, Tom Coughlin somehow knew.
Somebody had to tell him, right?
A mole.
You don't think, right?
Teams have moles.
That's another TV show. Another reality
that's
show.
That's right.
But so that would have to be, you know, given to him unless he was legitimately sitting down. Let's see what
he definitely was not asking for that. That was probably information that like he did not need, but he was able to, you know, in the stretch line at Meadowlands.
Right.
I mean, just literally like. Pulled a hamstring.
That's so
because
funny.
it just came out of left field.
Jesse Palmer, the current host of The Bachelor season 27, Monday nights 8 Eastern on ABC, available to stream on Hulu the next day, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And before we just return to that show, what was it like to be amidst the Eli Kurt stuff back in that day, Jesse? Yeah,
it was interesting. I mean, you know, I think as sometimes as backup quarterbacks, you know, you kind of wear different hats. Sort of like being the host of The Bachelor. Sometimes
like
you're like a cheerleader, you're a therapist, and there's kind of, you know, there's different roles you play.
And Coughlin was giving out a rose to somebody. You know what I mean?
Like and you know, you got a guy who had been the MVP a couple years and had played in 2 Super Bowls and had won one, had this amazing story, had a lot left in the tank and was extremely talented. But with the first pick, you know, you traded and got and got Eli, a guy that, you know, was, they had hoped would end up being what he became. And so, you know, it was not an easy situation. It was certainly delicate a lot of the time. I give Kurt a lot of credit for the way he handled it. I don't think he could have handled it better. And certainly I think a lot of people in that locker room were really happy to see what would transpire with Kurt in Arizona years and years later. But that's me explaining to them what the best pizza in New York was. Kurt's like, no, it's Prince Street Pizza. I'm like, dude. And Eli's like, I always go the wrong way. We're in Secaucus. It's like, I had to do a lot of things. It was like therapy. It was coaching guidelines. Yeah. And then what's the best pizza? Like, you're playing a lot of different roles. So it was unique.
Oh my gosh. Do you miss it? Do you miss playing it?
Yeah. The best, people always say this, miss competing.
Yeah.
That locker room was amazing though. And a lot of my best friends to this day came from
Stray in there too.
Yeah, the five years I was in New York, dude, like all those guys, Amani Toomer, like you think of the names like Jason Sehorn, Jesse Armstead early on when I was there, Keith Hamilton is sort of this legend, who, like Shaft, like everybody was afraid of him in the locker room. There was just, you know, like Shockey, Tiki, Ron Dane. The list literally goes on and on. Lomas Brown. I mean, all these legends. And we were all together. Sehorn. Like it was an amazing, amazing locker room. Every day was just storytelling and the laughing. And that's probably outside of competing. That's the part I miss the most.
And it's amazing, man, that, you know, you are hosting a major tent pole for ABC Network right now. I mean, The Bachelor season 27 for ABC Entertainment is huge. And Stray is like, you know, he's saying good morning to America.
It's amazing. We have a lot of people that, you're right, like in that locker room that sort of went on to do TV as well. Tiki was doing it. Eli's doing more of it. Sean O'Hara's doing it.
He's
awesome, man. Like there's so many guys. Sehorn was doing it for a while too. It's like a lot of guys have done it. Yeah. A lot of media training. In New York. That's right.
I bet. What training for The Bachelor do you have other than just having been The Bachelor yourself?
Not a lot. I mean, I know good pizza. I don't know how that really, qualifies me for, don't get sacked. Try to, you know,
that's true.
Throw away.
That's true.
RPO game. You read the defense of it. I don't know.
You're having a blast or what?
I'm loving it. It's been great. A lot less pressure hosting than being The Bachelor.
I imagine, right?
Yes. You don't have to deal with the drama. You're just sort of sitting back.
Now, are you coaching said Bachelor right now?
I'm in the microphone. I'm in his ear. I'm giving him hand signals. It's like, you know, the signs you have in college football.
Breaking down the film, the all 22.
Now, look, you're going to stand here, make eye contact. Don't get, see, look, power handshake, the Bachelor power handshake, straight eye contact with Zach, our newest Bachelor.
No, but you look at him, I was you once.
Once upon a time. The budget of the show now is way better. It's amazing. Like Zach is riding in these helicopters. He's being landed on yachts. He's in like in the Mediterranean.
Without you, he's not doing that. He's taking he's Ubering without you.
I know all these places right now.
Come on, you laid the groundwork, Jesse.
I rode an elephant on my show. I love elephants. It was amazing. But bro, that's where I plateaued.
That was the ceiling?
It's a different field now. Spread offense has changed the game. Zach's getting to do amazing things that I only dreamed of doing back in 2004 that Tom Coughlin could have seen or never seen.
Let me tell you, Zach, Tom Coughlin. I rode an elephant so you could ride a helicopter, sir. Remind him of that stuff every now and then.
Just remember where you're coming from.
That's right.
Remember who built this.
You're a legacy.
Who you're playing for.
You're not just a host. You're a legacy.
I'm a legacy. Damn it. That's right.
So you don't show up on the set with that attitude? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm Canadian. Remember.
That's right. I forgot.
Sorry. He's Canadian. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Zach, are you good? I'm sorry.
Well, you're locked in all the damn time.
I watch. I'm very into it.
Don't say it that way. The host is sitting here.
Well, it's one of those things like Jesse said, you know what I mean?
Is America.
I know. I'm a big Paradise guy. What's the difference, really, between the regular season and then the Paradise? How are those different?
Oh, it's like herding cats on Paradise. It's happening everywhere. And there's love triangles and love hexagons, like, forming all over the place.
Wow, that's a lot of geography.
Parallelograms.
Geometry. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
By the way,
they're out there. They're happening. And it's like, yeah. So, you know, with Zach, you can just sort of focus on Zach and his journey. Paradise, though, it's It's like playing against the Ravens back in 2000.
It's coming from
all over the place. Like, you don't know where the pressure's coming from.
Is one more fun
Syracuse
for you?
Is coming. Who's the Syracuse of?
The second hardest hit I ever took in my life came against Ray Lewis and the Ravens and all of their...
What do you mean?
This whole radar thing. Back in college in the SEC, we didn't see radar defense. Like,
yes.
Everybody got in a three-point stance, and then a guy would start creeping up, and that was the guy that was blitzing. And then all of a sudden, the NFL did this thing where it was radar, and no one puts their hand in the ground on third down. And everyone's moving around, and like Terrell Suggs won't really stay still. Found out the hard way.
So Ray hit you the
Oh, dude. Yeah, a great shot. I had Ike Hilliard running like an out and up. On third down, and Ray faked like he was dropping into a zone. So he turned his back, and our center, who was supposed to block him, when he saw Ray turn around, got his eyes off of him and started helping the guard. Literally, as I'm dropping back, you know, it's like hard focus downfield, soft focus around you. But there's a lane opening in front of me.
And there's
two numbers, 5'2", and it's getting bigger. And I'm like, and I'm like, I got to get rid of this. So I just turned around to throw it.
Uh-oh.
Ray hit me when I got like right here. It was clean. Blacked out for about 2 seconds. And then I got my breath when I got to the sideline, but that was my introduction to Ray Lewis, and who's like the sweetest human.
So that's the second
hardest.
What was the hardest?
Sean Ellis was the hardest. I was in college.
What happened?
It's funny how it's like poker players. You always remember your worst beats.
Of course.
I think quarterbacks oftentimes remember their hardest hits.
Yes.
Or interceptions.
Yes.
But Sean Ellis got me in 98 in Tennessee. So Florida, Tennessee.
Oh my gosh.
Huge rivalry.
Of course.
And it was, again, a third down. That always happens on third down. Third down play.
Yeah.
Hard play fake. Sean beats our left tackle like a drum. As soon as I turn around to throw the tight end, who's wide open in the flat. If I get him the ball, we're getting a first down. And then you start wondering, like, do we win the game? Tennessee won the national championship in 98 with T. Martin, Jamal Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
We might win that game. And then what if? But Sean Ellis hit me so hard that I stood up and was jogging off the field, and the trainers come rushing out. They're like, what's wrong? I'm fine. What is it? I'm good. You got to be honest. Tell us.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Raise your hands. I couldn't raise my arms. I was running off the field flapping like this. He spiked the blood flow to my arms. He hit me so hard.
Are you serious?
And I was numb in both arms jogging off, and I wasn't aware of it. That was the hardest hit. And by the way, did you see Sean Ellis just got in a fight on the side of the street in a road rage incident?
No. Why did you do that?
I just saw this on social media. I couldn't believe it. Some guy had road rage and like pulled over and tried to fight Sean Ellis.
That's a problem.
Sean Ellis knocked him out. I think it's on Twitter. Sean Ellis at his age, I don't know how old he is. He punched the dude in the face. It's on video.
Well, I'm sure he can't drive now. His arms are dangling pretty much.
I know the feeling. I was like, I get it.
Oh, jeez.
I would have challenged Sean Ellis also if I could put my hands up to
great
fight.
Great game. I lost in overtime, 2017.
He stretched this dude, by the way.
Oh, are you seeing
I'm watching it? Yeah. He stretched.
He did. Like,
it was like the one hitter quitter.
Yeah. And the dude like provoked him.
And remarkably, this entire conversation sparked by the concept of the paradise version of The Bachelor.
that's a good leading
there you go.
Question.
There
you
have
know
it.
Where it's going to go.
I love paradise.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Well done. Let's take a break, and we've got a news, like a sports news update.
Let's
and
get into
you
the
just,
cycle.
You can hang in here.
Sure.
Just hang in here. Yeah. We're hanging with Jesse Palmer. The host of season 20, I can't believe it's season 27. What were you, season 2 or 3?
I was like 5.
It was just 5.
It's crazy.
Wow.
No.
Season 27 of The Bachelor airs Monday nights, 8 Eastern on ABC, available to stream on Hulu the next day. We are back, Chris Brockman, you've got a news update and so much more. I, by the way, have some news on Brock Purdy, personally. That's coming up next with Jesse Palmer. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Jesse Palmer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Jesse Palmer, kind enough to stick around here for another segment. The host of The Bachelor, again, season 27, Monday nights on ABC at 8 Eastern. You can catch it on Hulu streaming the next day. Of course, Hulu available right here on Roku as well. So there's so many different ways for you to watch this show. Certainly right here where you watch the Rich Eisen Show as well. Chris Brockman, you have a news update?
I do.
Okay. Now, I know this isn't ABC News. It's NBC News Emeritus Tom Brokaw. We're so honored that Tom would grace Chris Brockman's news update with an open. Hit it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
There you go. That's our production value. Right. What do you think of our production value, Jesse?
Very good. Very good.
What's your top story over there, Chris?
Did you guys know that Panthers have a new head coach? Did you guys hear that?
I do. Yeah. I do know that.
Frank Reich. Did you know that he was their first ever quarterback? You guys heard that, right?
He was their 95 first ever quarterback in 95.
Was Burline on that team?
I think he might have been.
Kerry Collins was on that team.
Where were you in 95? You were in college,
right? I was in high school. I was in Nepean, Ontario. Cheering on
where
the,
were you? What's it
that's
called?
Where I grew up, yeah.
What's the name of the...
Yeah, Nepean, Ontario. The home of the great Steve Yzerman. Come on, guys. The Troy Wings fans out there, right?
Yeah, that was Kerry Collins, Frank Reich. And Jack Trudeau was on the roster.
Okay, very good.
Wow. All right. Remember Jack Trudeau in Tecmo Bowl, by the way?
Of course, yeah.
On he put the Colts. Every throw was like... it was not Dan Marino or John Elway.
Jack Trudeau. That's right.
Remember that?
He didn't have a laser.
He did not have a laser in Tecmo Bowl.
He wasn't the Bo Jackson of quarterbacks.
Remember the
Tecmo
Roger
Bowl.
Craig angle play that you couldn't cover?
Couldn't cover.
It was like a glitch. Not with Jack Trudeau, though.
Best news update ever. What do you got for me?
Frank Reich is the new head coach of the Panthers now, and he spoke with the media today.
What did he say?
I was asked about the dynamic between him and the general manager.
Yeah, it's balance of power. Scott will have control of the 53. You know, I'll control who's active and who's not active. But ultimately, this is, you know, that's on paper. You know, in reality, this is 100% collaborative. I can already tell that with Scott. We're going to work side by side. We're going to tirelessly work where we're going to have the same vision. We'll have disagreements. You know, we'll have disagreements, we'll have different ideas, but ultimately we'll come together as one and decide who are the best players on this team and how to build this team. And along with the scouting staff and the coaches, you know, we'll work together. So I look forward to that. I can already tell with Scott that partnership is going to be a highlight for me, and looking forward to getting work as soon as we possibly can.
I still don't understand why the Colts fired him. I will not get it. I do not understand that. They bounced him in the middle of the season, too. I mean, like, they couldn't.
Itchy trigger finger, I think.
By the way, the coach we just saw on the screen was the first coach to beat the Chiefs this year. That guy.
Yeah, that was a weird game.
Colts beat the Chiefs this year. How did that happen?
Week three, that's why. Week three, that's what happened. Huh. Ended everyone's survivor pick.
That probably did bounce a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different... Don't say that name in front of the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that.
Different network.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Don't. Sorry, I mean...
Respect.
Yeah.
A little respect. Yeah. I mean, you were wearing a fedora a minute ago.
It's true.
That's we taped that years ago.
That was, yeah.
They gave the Chiefs they didn't give the Chiefs a rose that day.
Nice. Is that better? Oh. Was that better?
Yeah. Were they there for the right reasons? Was he there for the right reasons?
It was pretty dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
Were you ever caught in a coach?
Could you be vulnerable?
Were you ever?
We're giving you bachelorisms right now. This is like a ping pong match. It's amazing. I love that he does watch it.
Were you ever caught in a coach GM battle? Did that ever happen to you in your career? Ever? Talking about that sort of thing.
Love triangle.
No, it's like I don't know.
Love triangle.
Yeah, like we had the legendary Ernie at Corsi. Like that was our GM in New York.
That's right.
For the fossil, and then the switch over to.
Ernie,
Tom Coughlin. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I once told Elway once told me to beat it, so I'm not afraid of you. You know, like, he was with the Colts.
I know.
He'd
show up to practice, like, two people in our building, like,
yeah.
Of course he would walk in the bubble, and you'd be like, oh, God, of course it. Or if the great Wellington Mara showed up.
Oh, man, the Duke.
Yeah. If he talked to us, like, everybody got quiet, but if of course he was around, that was another one that you were like, oh, God.
Did the Duke watch The Bachelor when you were on it? Did he ever come up to you?
It was before. I think, sadly, he may have passed before.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't have been appointment viewing for him. I have a feeling. I do hope to be buried in St. Patrick's Cathedral one day, much like the Duke. But no.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Like, who gave Coughlin the info? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
To know that what was going on
yeah,
in The Bachelor.
Yeah,
this is
going
to be – I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I love it. What else you got over there, Chris? What else?
Pro Bowl games going on this weekend, Jesse. What would have been your best event here in the Pro Bowl games? They got the dodgeball, long drive. There's a flag football contest.
Probably flag football. I am a beach flag football legend.
Okay, is that right?
At the Super Bowl every year. Yeah,
ever play in those games?
I played multiple. I hold several records.
For MTV, is your jersey hanging in the rafters of MTV? Is
yes,
that what you're saying?
With Dion and Snoop and Lil Wayne, Eddie George, Barry Sanders.
Who's the
Terrell
most famous
Owens.
Person that you connected on a beach volleyball Super Bowl?
Lil Wayne. Eddie George came out to be pregame, by the way, and he was like, you know, you got to throw the ball to Lil Wayne, right? and I'm like, bro, he's 5'7". I don't know if he's going to really work in the slot. I'm trying to, I got Dion, I got T.O., kind of thinking go vertical. He's like, you're going to have to throw the ball to Lil Wayne. And I'm like, got it. Slant route. It's like whip. I'm just trying to get him in the
you
flow.
Put it right on him?
Put it right on him. Just, you know, big catch radius, Lil Wayne.
Wayne's Lil, but catch radius is big.
And not afraid to go over the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, it does not hear the footsteps. In case you're playing with Lil
Jesse,
Wayne.
The good news is you're an AFC alternate for the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that? You're in. All the guys are out. Mahomes is in the Super Bowl. Allen and Burrow pulled out. Tua's out. Herbert's out. Lamar's out. So you're in with Tyler Huntley, who was just added today. Also, Derek Carr, going to be a farewell for Derek Carr.
So he got the... That tweet that he put out today is legit.
Israel,
he got the call.
Yeah, he got the call. He's playing along with Trevor Lawrence on the AFC roster.
So the AFC Pro Bowl quarterbacks, when it's all said and done.
Trevor Lawrence.
Derek
Carr.
Yes.
Tyler Huntley.
And Tyler Huntley?
All
could you
of
imagine if you didn't get the call in the AFC? With all due respect.
Mac Jones?
You're not going with the Jets, guys. You can't
Kenny
do that.
Kenny Pickett. Flacco could have made it, I guess.
Oh, God. Like it's 2008 all over again? Mike White's not going.
Well, he's
not
still
going.
Hurt, I think.
Yeah, they're not calling up the Browns.
not
right? Yet. That's not happening. Tannehill can't limp in there.
Or
not going to be
Brissette,
Joshua
Davis,
Dobbs.
Davis Mills is not going
no.
in front of some of those other
Davis
names?
Mills, no.
Really?
No, I guess not.
Well, they have the number one pick.
Tyler Huntley's going over Davis Mills?
Tyler Huntley had two touchdowns.
If you're Davis Mills, you're...
He jumped over a pile with a football and got knocked out.
Humbled.
It's true.
And
I know.
Returned.
Okay. I guess, wow.
Well, I guess maybe Russ said no. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is what I mean. What else are you going to do? You're not going to Tua. Tua's out. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, it'll be great.
Nate.
Hey, it's going to be on ESPN. Hey,
all right.
The Mannings.
All right. Let's
there go.
Yeah. Manning cast.
It's all big. You're cast member. They're all cast members.
Yeah. Let's get them out there.
What were you doing on Sunday? Did you watch the AFC Championship game?
I did.
You were one of 52 million
people
who watched. Ratings are in for Championship
Sunday.
That
is
Isn't that cool, though?
Number.
Like, in seriousness, like the Mahomes Burrow thing. Like, how that's, like, we hope for years and years and years now going to become, like...
And the neat thing, though, is that if it's not them, it's Burrow and Allen.
Yes.
And if it's not them, it's Allen and Mahomes.
Right.
You know, and then Herbert, let's see when he can raise his hand and enter this fray.
Yep.
I mean, we just saw Trevor Lawrence say, I'll be that fourth
seed.
And if
Tua can stay healthy and Miami keeps building.
And then whatever's going on with Lamar, I have no earthly idea. But, you know, he's...
By the way, why are we talking about that in the last 2 weeks? Because of playoffs?
Correct.
Just because, like, we got our focus and attention off of that?
That's correct.
We spoke about it every week, the entire season.
Right, and then they lost, and then we forget about it, because the Ravens have no, you know, there's no press conference for us to ask about it. Next time, it'll be at the Combine.
Yeah.
When they have press availability at the Combine, it'll be like, well, yeah, that thing that we didn't stop talking about 6 weeks ago that we stopped talking about it, what about that?
It's because we're talking about Tyler Huntley in the Pro Bowl. That's why.
That's or Brady or Rodgers or, you know, the playoffs and now the Super Bowl. That's
I mean, that is a huge elephant in the room, isn't it?
Which one?
Lamar.
Yes.
I mean,
of course.
It's crazy how much news is happening right now.
My spidey sense is going off about it, but everybody says we love him. There's no problem. He's going to stay here. I don't know.
All right.
But 52 million people tuned in to watch a heck of a football game.
Yeah.
And how good are those guys too, man? I mean, Burrow is just out of his skull great.
Out of
and
his
Mahomes
skull.
Is just an alien, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, they are. I mean, like, to me, like, Mahomes this playoff is about as impressive as anything I've seen. Just playing through the high ankle.
Did you ever have one?
I had multiple. I actually got two on one play once.
What?
Against the Georgia
Bulldogs. Well, you only have two ankles.
Yeah, I only have two ankles. So that, Will Witherspoon. It was like a horse collar before there was horse collar.
So you had both your ankles twisted
high ankles? Two walking boots on campus in Gainesville. Mac and chicks. Not really.
Hey, Jesse.
Not really.
It probably didn't matter.
Not really.
You did fine, I'm sure.
Bro, like it was like a guy with ski boots, like walking around in Abercrombie Fitch cargo shorts. It wasn't. Not really my best look.
Those are great cargo shorts.
But
those were
Mahomes,
great.
Yeah, but dude, he's been amazing. So playing through that, and then just what you're down four of your top six receivers at the end of the game against the Bengals.
True,
and
too.
Like, so we talk about like greatness and people able to like elevate teams around them, even the 9 yard scramble at the end to help them get in that position to win the game. To me, like, I just think he's positioning himself. He's already done it this early in his career. He's one of the great competitors. At least in my generation of sports.
No doubt.
Like, you never want to put anybody in a paragraph or a sentence with Michael Jordan
Tom
Brady.
I did it yesterday.
Sirianni just did it with Hurts, so I got the green light now.
Right.
But it's like, dude, in terms of wanting to win and refusing to lose, I mean, Jordan, Tom Brady, to me, are sort of in this echelon.
Serena. Who else did we say yesterday? We said
Novak.
Tiger.
Tiger, Novak.
It's Steph Curry. He is in that pantheon right now.
This early, it's amazing, right? And then you got Burrow, who just like, he just has like a given S factor about him that is just incredible. Like, he does not care. He knows he's good. No stage is ever too big. Loves adversity. And he literally does have ice water in his veins. And he's through all the years I've been, 17 years at ESPN covering college football.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, like, him and Andrew Luck are the two, and Deshaun Watson maybe, are the three most accurate guys I've ever seen. It is insane. It is insane how accurate Joe Burrow is.
That throw he made to Higgins to high point it for the touchdown to tie the game, and then the CBS showed the camera angle from the low shot from the end zone of the ball coming out. He threw it way before Higgins even turned to go upfield.
And you can't teach that. Anticipation
is
something.
You're born with it or not.
In the position, like, you can see the picture before it develops.
Yeah.
And it's just a gift that some people have and some people try to work on. It was something Justin Fields wasn't great at Ohio State. He's getting better at in his career in Chicago early.
Right.
But Joe Burrow had it coming out, and you just see it each and every week when he makes these throws. It's that's the thing about the NFL. People always ask, like, what's the difference playing that position between college and pro?
Mm-hmm.
Windows open and close so much quicker, and the pass rush gets home a lot faster. And veterans on the other side of the ball know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, right.
So like the Ray Lewis that turns around and shows you zone and then hits you right in the sternum like 2 seconds later, like there's a bunch of guys out there like that are just trying to, Ed Reed was one of the best at it,
right,
of trying to show you a picture and then change it. Can you process all of that in a matter of seconds, but then execute? And what Joe Burrow does is just, it's simply better than most.
Jesse Palmer here on the show. You got another one over there?
Oh, I have so much. Okay, what do you got? NFC Championship ratings, 47.5 million.
Jeez.
For that game.
Well, I mean, if the Niners had a quarterback healthy, that would have matched maybe.
You know, you think people actually turned the TV off after the first drive?
I think so. I think people turned
it off.
I think
we just left
first
it on
drive.
And kind of did some,
I thought you meant
back.
First half.
No.
There might be some after the first half, maybe.
It was, got a sense of it.
When Purdy came back in and clearly he was, you know.
You knew he was, that was a draw.
Right. By the way, I have on the Purdy front, I will say this. I reached out to Tom House. You know Tom? He's like one of the legends of throwing coaches, baseball and football. I asked him about, you know, if Purdy has a torn UCL, what does that mean in his throwing elbow? And of course he doesn't see the MRI, but he said torn UCL usually means Tommy John in a 12-month rehab.
Wow.
Good news is they're successful 85% of the time with quarterbacks, though.
You imagine,
but they're saying, you know, he has a torn UCL completely, but the surgery is just 6 months. It's not Tommy John. But
have you ever even heard of a UCL? Know. I've never even heard of one.
It's the Tommy. Isn't it the Tommy John ligament?
It's the ligament in your elbow.
Yeah. They just never call it that.
If you have a clean break, is that better than a tear?
No idea. I don't know. I'm just.
How about that?
Out.
How about that whole situation? Like what you do.
In the game, you mean?
Yeah, San Francisco, or how are you going to manage that position now moving forward? I mean, based on everything you just said, when's Brock Purdy available next year?
Right now, they're saying it's possible training camp, even with surgery.
Possible training camp.
Again, Tom House would know what a UCL tear means and usually does mean for surgery.
Man.
Maybe we'll find out. But if he's not available until training camp, we were talking about it before, Jesse, you know, and Lance is coming off of that ankle that required surgical reparation of bones and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady's raising his hand saying, I'll play
Bay
for my hometown
guy,
team.
I want to come out. The roster's built right now to go in. And the NFC is the path of least resistance.
To get back
to the big game. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of those other windows are in the AFC. Absolutely.
Do you think?
It's tough, man. I don't know.
A couple more things, guys. Good news for Cooper's fantasy lineup. LeBron is going to play tonight.
Oh, that's good. Oh, great.
Yeah, severe ankle soreness, it was described as. And now he's ready to go.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird?
So it's the back end of a back-to-back. Yes. Right. Front end. It's
front end, I'm too
but
sore.
But maybe his resting made it well enough to go tonight.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
He's playing tonight against the Knicks. And then the New York City Mayor Eric Adams, he was on CNN earlier and said, the Empire State Building stuff where they put the Eagles colors, quote, that got away from us.
So that's what he said, that got away from us?
Yeah.
Got away from us.
What does that mean, got away? What does that mean, it got away from us?
That was his quote. That got away from us.
He didn't get the memo.
I mean, there's nothing,
as a guy that lived in New York City 21 years, you can't explain that one.
You can't.
Away. Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming.
We're trying to get Aaron Rodgers.
What are you going to say?
Wait a minute. McDonald's says there's a new Shamrock Shake.
That's what it was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it was.
We can't put arches on this building.
No, just put it green and white. Everybody will get it.
Don't forget Cookie O' Puss.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, Carvel.
Carvel.
Can you believe that?
No, that's rough. there's nothing else.
At least
else.
The back pages didn't jump all over it. Wait a minute. Hold on, and they did. Did you see the back pages? Here we go. Hoskins has got them ready.
Oh.
Yeah, the Post and the Daily and News had a field day with it. What does that mean? It got away from Bird Brain, says the New York Post. Off color Empire Mistake Building lights up for the Eagles. And then the Daily News said, where's King Kong when you need him?
And then they did it for the Chiefs later too.
I mean, they had to cover their tracks there, right?
Yeah.
Or it was just like, there it is. That hurt us more than it hurt you,
like,
says the
doing?
Twitter account. Come on.
I think they're just
lighten up for everything these days.
Did the NFL like make a deal, say whatever the colors Empire are, light State. It up? Like we it think we think
no idea.
The Empire State Building finished last in the U.S. Landmark Fantasy League. Yeah. Mm. And this was like, you know, it was
pay off the
right. It was like to come down to last week, either the Space Needle yeah. or the Empire State Building had to light up the colors yeah. of the hated rival.
Yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge was off last week. They were going crazy. We really got to answer.
Mount Rushmore.
We can't lose the NFC Championship.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Yeah, right. Like that's a Jets like colors.
Anybody's going to get
championship weekend. Right. I got it.
Lincoln Memorial.
Oh my gosh. Great news update, Chris. Thank you, Jesse.
This was fun, man. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
When you're in
Thank
town,
you.
I mean,
yeah.
I'd love it.
I'll roll in.
It's been too long.
It has been too long.
It's been too long.
We need another flight to Italy.
Yeah, since our White Lotus
adventure. Season 3 coming up. Paul Antonio.
Bristol. They'll have that. It'll be the hotel across the street.
No. The old Clarion. Let's not do that.
Oh, brother. I was there when it was a Radisson.
Ooh.
I stayed in that hotel the night before. This is the hotel across the street from ESPN. I stayed in that hotel the night before I tried out.
Really?
Yes, and I couldn't sleep. Of course I couldn't sleep. I'm 26 years old. I have a chance to make SportsCenter. If my audition goes well the next day, I could not sleep. And one of the things, I'm beginning to drift off. I'm like thinking, what is that running water? It was the person in the room upstairs peeing in the toilet.
It was Mike Ditka.
Yes, it probably was. Good to see you, Jesse Palmer. You're the best, man. Season 27 of The Bachelor airs Monday nights with this man as host, 8 Eastern on ABC, available to stream on Hulu the next day. And you can, of course, get it right here on Roku using the Hulu app. Back here to wrap up the show in a moment. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. You can listen to the NFL on the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Learn to say that before the Super Bowl because you can watch it on Westwood One if it's or listen to it on Westwood One. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. I should just read the copy. I shouldn't ad lib.
Read the copy.
Just read the copy, Rich. Jimmy in San Antonio is calling in. How you been, Jimmy?
Hey, ¿qué pasó, hermanos?
What's up?
Hey, hola, muchacho.
Y'all brought a lot to the table today, and I got some bullet points. Can I hit them quick?
Go for it. Yeah, sure.
Okay, what's more likely, Brockman, you hating E.T. or Jesse Palmer having the interview of 2023?
That was fun with Jesse.
Ooh,
I mean, so that was amazing.
That was funny.
Very, very funny.
I've known him for 20 years, man, and he's just... He has this great Jaworski that I asked him in the back, would he do it? And he said he hadn't done it in years and he wasn't comfortable doing it, which I understand. The number of times that people from back in my SportsCenter day want me to do my skip carry, and I haven't done it in like 15 years. And I get hesitant to do it too.
That's fair, you know.
But he's so funny.
Tell me you got the drop of him impersonating Coughlin, who sounds like Liam Neeson. Then why are you calling me?
That's right. That's good. That's not a bad one. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll make a note of that. Okay. No, didn't.
Is he done? Did you just hang up on Jimmy? Mike.
He's going through bullet points, man.
Mike. Jimmy, call back.
That was a flag, and I lost that point. I dropped that ball.
Come on, man.
Jimmy, calls back, please, Jimmy.
We need to know how many fingers deep Jimmy was.
It's so rare when we have a moment like Rome where a caller calls in to tell us how good we are and we let him do it.
Call back.
Come on, man.
And I owe Jimmy a gift now.
It's so, you know, it's so rare.
Let me read some email.
Just call in and tell us how good we are. That's all we want.
Hilarious.
And then you hang up on him. NetSuite wants you to know your numbers. Look, it's this way. You're trying to win a tournament, right? And you're standing over the putt, and then your hat falls over your eyes. What happens there? Poor visibility, right?
Can't see.
This, by the way, it's like the Untouchables line. What happens there?
What happened?
Poor visibility. Poor visibility. So look, don't make me take a bat, is all I'm saying. Go to NetSuite by Oracle and upgrade right now. I don't know if that's how NetSuite wants me to sell their product, but it works because NetSuite makes sure that you don't have poor visibility, because with NetSuite, the number one cloud financial system to power your growth, you have visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR planning and budgeting, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place with NetSuite. Over 32,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade. At NetSuite.com/richradio. Head to NetSuite.com/richradio for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, NetSuite.com/richradio. What are you laughing about over there?
He's making fucking
laughing because he's just
hanging up on
Jimmy. Jimmy, call back. Bam. Come on.
Hey, I think Jimmy's upset. Jimmy's upset.
Jimmy's upset.
That's it.
Yeah, you insulted him a little bit.
You know what's crazy about this whole thing? It's like, I don't want to, like, you know, throw anybody under the bus, but sometimes, like, some of us call people in the morning and then they get upset when the people on the other end of the phone don't kind of treat them the way that they think they should be treated.
And then you turn around
and you kind of maybe do the same thing to Jimmy, you know, were you taking it out on him a little bit?
TJ Jefferson, top rope. You don't understand what he's saying?
I get what he's saying, but don't say that.
Mike, he's talking about you.
No. There's a certain. I'll just say we have to clue in the audience. Mike, let me handle it. I got you. There's a certain check-in process for. We have multiple partners.
Yes.
Multiple partners. So our partners don't have to know which one we're talking about.
And they wouldn't.
But we check in with some, and Mike is a very personable man.
I'm a happy guy all the time. I'm happy all the time.
You're happy. You like talking to people.
Even when you guys bust my chops.
That's why his Uber rating's so high.
I've sat with you on planes.
Jimmy may be calling back.
No, it doesn't matter. We're out of time. It's too late.
No, it's not. I can make it good.
But he gets upset when the check-in doesn't want to have a talk, because maybe that guy's checking in multiple shows.
He's busy.
You have no idea. He's busy.
Could have a bad day.
He doesn't want to have the whole "how you doing" like he's genuinely. Like when people say "how are you doing" to other people, it's just a throwaway. It's not like you are genuinely interested in how that person is doing,
how that person is feeling at that point in time.
And the other person thinks that it's just a pro forma. It's just like, how you doing? It's just like a hello.
I make it personal.
You are upset. Personal like you want to have like a like you're walking into Cheers and you're going,
hey, how you doing?
Hey,
buddy. What's going on?
Good to see you. We checked in yesterday.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
You watched The Bachelor last night?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. You like the one who he gave the rose to? You know? Yeah.
Hey, I got an original copy of Thriller.
So it is ironic that guy is quick to hang up on others.
I just thought.
Interesting point, TJ. What an observation.
I have done this before. I thought you were done. I apologize to Jimmy, who's probably listening. And Jimmy, I'm very sorry. I owe you something. I'll send you something.
That's the thing is, he is legitimately sorry.
That's a throwaway line. You're not really going to send him something.
No, I will. I will.
Trey Lance said he's 3-4 weeks away from being cleared. It'll be 100% for OTAs.
Well, we will personally test that next week if he stays scheduled as appointed.
Next week, he'll be 2 to 3 weeks away.
There you go.
I need a new gimbal, Mike, to get on ankle cam.
There we go. There we go. Fantastic.
Don't let the ball hit.
Great show, everybody. Thanks to Albert Breer and Jesse Palmer. We'll chat on Wednesday.